Andrew?
That's right.
You stole my child.
I stole your baby.
Why?
Just give him back. Just give him back, man.
Dude, don't do
Never.
That. Don't do that.
Never. Come and get him.
He's clearly
Why
not
don't
happy,
you come
man.
And get him?
Can we negotiate with you as far as getting the kid
Go
back?
Go ahead, negotiate.
I just want my
we'll,
son back.
We'll wash your car.
More.
We'll do your podcast.
Is that enough? More.
We'll take you out to eat.
More.
Oh, we'll give you a full body massage. Full on body massage.
That'll do. Okay.
You guys are probably just as surprised as we are. Our guest today for the 50th episode of Scissor Bros.
Yes.
Is the one, the only,
Andrew Santino.
Andrew Santino, baby.
Yes.
Thanks.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Thanks
and
for having me, boys.
We want you to
boys.
Celebrate mm-hmm. with us. That's why you're here.
Yeah.
I want to celebrate. I'm here to celebrate. That's why I came. Thanks
Thank
for the giraffe.
You.
Of course.
Yes.
Oh, do you have anything that you want
I know this is here for every guest, but it is nice yeah. that you left it
his
for
name's
me.
His name's Gerald. He has a name.
Yeah.
His name's Gerald.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Yeah, his name's Gerald. This is Terrence.
Yeah.
Terrence the tree.
Yeah. Terrence the tree. Yeah.
What's he named after?
We just made him up.
There's no.
What do you mean we made him
there's
up?
There's got to be a background.
There's a history.
He's thousands of years old. What
I
are you
know,
talking about? He has a lineage.
All right, yeah. Let me rephrase.
I wouldn't.
Hey, dude, please
easy.
Don't do that.
Santino.
That's disrespectful.
Hey, man,
please don't do that.
Please don't give his eyelashes a
dude,
trim.
Please don't do that to him.
He needs a little trim.
No, seriously, dude. He's going to get really upset.
Please.
Stop it, man.
Gerald, do you have anything you want to say?
Oh, I hit him in the
eye.
Oh, my God. I hit him in the eye.
This is historical. This is the first time a guest has physically assaulted Gerald.
No, well, your brother
you left,
did.
You left out
dude,
the,
those are sharp scissors.
You left
and then
out
you
the
hit
scissors.
His eyeball.
You left out the scissors. Can you see my hand?
What are you?
Why?
Oh, you don't rub. Do you have a dog?
What,
yeah.
You don't rub
do
the
do?
Underbelly of your dog? This
yeah,
is the underbelly.
But
there's
what
nothing
do you
weird.
Do to his
that
belly?
Looks like
nothing
a lot
weird,
of
pal.
Blow.
You can make it weird if you want to, but this is fine for me.
Do you have anything you want to say to Gerald?
Whoa.
He's listening.
I've never had a ginger make me want
oh,
to explode
no. I don't
before.
Like the way he's looking
oh, he's
at
smiling.
Him. I don't like the, what you're doing, man.
What? Look at
your whole vibe is... Dude, don't do that.
Nope. Don't ginger make you blow that look.
Smelling his finger, man.
Oh.
You,
like
you want
it?
A case?
Don't feed it to him.
No guest has ever done that to Gerald.
Thank you.
Well, can I tell you something?
What? Go ahead.
This would be better if it was just a garage.
What do you mean?
With cars inside of it. It'd be funnier if there were cars inside this with us.
Like but we're having to like scoot around
yeah,
it.
Yeah, so we should be real. I should be like on the hood of a Honda Civic right now like this.
But doesn't it feel good in here?
No, it's awesome. It's actually
Thank
great.
You.
I didn't know where you were going to do it when you said come over to the house.
Oh, you've never been here.
No. Well, no, I have been to hit Jeremiah's house because I dropped him off at his house.
Yeah.
But I never been to the garage.
Okay. Who was it that you dropped off one day for a podcast over here? Somebody who's in town
Sickler.
Visiting from,
no.
from New York.
A New York guy?
Yeah. Was it Giannis?
Yeah, it had been Giannis.
Yeah, it was Giannis.
Jan Pop.
Yeah, Jan Pop.
Jan Pop. Yeah, I dropped him off, and he was running late.
Yeah,
and you were livid.
This is the thing that
That's
cut
me.
Out.
That's
yeah.
me.
Is I was complimenting how nice Andrew smelled.
Yeah, you said I smelled nice, and you were trying
you
to guess where the cologne
like
was from.
You smell like a combination of cedar, oak, something like a
cedar,
tree.
Cedar, oak, whiskey, moss.
Yeah, it just smells
sandalwood,
like sweet wood.
Bird
now,
feathers.
You tell us, can you give us your secret of like how we could smell like you too?
It's homemade.
You
this is actually homemade.
You brew your own cologne?
Yeah.
Really?
I've been bubbling and brewing my own cologne for 15 years now.
Is that a family thing?
So it's wood ginger cologne.
I guess it's a family thing. You could say that. I mean, my grandfather was a cobbler, so a shoeman, and my grandmother was a streetwalker.
Is that
and,
real? Is that real?
Yeah, a cobbler and a streetwalker.
You know, Daniel Day-Lewis is a cobbler himself.
I know.
So he's
so,
like Daniel Day-Lewis.
A cobbler and a gobbler?
A cobbler and a gobbler, yeah. Mm-hmm. A gobbler of a cobbler's knob.
Right.
Was my family lineage.
Yeah.
And because of this world, when your grandmother's a walker and your father fixes walkers, There comes a time when you need to make your own stuff in general because people, you're kind of an outcast. So my grandpa made his own shoes and my grandmother made her own way. And that kind of combined to make them cook our own cologne, our own deodorants.
Have you ever been tempted to fall in your grandmother's footsteps?
Tempted, yes. But I just feel like comedy's doing okay.
Yeah. You're kicking ass right now.
But do I have a fallback?
You better believe it.
You do, Andrew, you do.
I would be a male stripper / prostitute, but I don't know if that word is... I would be an escort. I'd be a male escort, Steve.
So you're pretty. You have a good physique.
It's more about the penis than the physique.
Are you pretty healthy downstairs? More than my brother, right? Are you bigger than Bob?
My penis eats pretty good. Sometimes he'll have fast food.
Have you seen my brother's penis?
Has anybody not seen your brother's penis? Name a person that hasn't seen your brother's penis.
So, really?
Jeremiah's baby has seen your brother's penis. Without a doubt.
So everyone in the community of comedy has seen my brother's penis.
I think it'd be rare to be a comedian and not have seen your brother's penis. Maybe females, not included. He usually reserves it just for men.
Is that a rite of passage?
Yeah, somewhat. Yeah, like, it kind of felt like high school graduation.
No, I'm curious. When did you first see it?
It was 1912.
I think it was only a few times of hanging out with him.
First time I met your brother, I think he grabbed me, hugged me, and humped me. And then maybe a week after, he showed me.
Did he do stuff like this where he does these games where he does this?
You know what's so weird?
Go ahead. For the first time
he said to me, it was the first time it happened, I grabbed my own hand and I put it on his penis.
On the outside?
I grabbed my hand and I put it on his penis.
On the outside of his pants?
For the first time, yeah.
But when did you touch the skin?
I've touched the skin.
I've
touched the skin, yeah.
The nutsack too?
That's all there is, really. It's kind of just nuts.
Yeah.
Just Nuts should be the name of his special.
Yeah.
I'm Just Nuts. Bobby Lee story.
Oh, my God.
I'm Just Nuts. And it's his head twice on a ball sack. Yeah, I'm Just Nuts.
I mean,
so you've touched his nutsack.
I've touched his nuts. He's also kissed my nutsack. When we live streamed the beginning of our show, he kissed it.
People love that. Yeah.
Yeah, it went viral.
Through the boxers.
Through the boxers.
He kissed it.
He kissed my bulge.
Yep.
So you guys are like brothers, too.
Not as close as you guys. I know some of the stuff you did was much closer.
If you touch his nuts and you've seen his thing.
We were going to sun each other's perineums this summer.
Now, what's that?
Yeah, what does that mean?
The perineum is your tush.
Mm.
It's the hole. It's the undercarriage and the tush. It's that little crest right there.
Yeah.
Some people call it like a nifkin, a gooch, a grundle.
It's not the taint?
That's another good word.
That's a good one.
But it's kind of all of that. It's the hole, including the areas you're... perineum.
So is it between the nutsack and the anus?
No. Anus is kind of included in the perineum. It's just behind your balls. It's the runway and home.
Wow.
It's all the above. Yeah.
He took a trip with Bob over the weekend and he goes, I saw Bob's penis. And he said, surprise. And I was like, yeah.
Yeah, we're watching a documentary and then he just kept, he's like, hey, dude. Look over here.
Aww.
And then I look over. That
means he likes you.
I know, but that's a sign
that he likes you.
That's how he shows affection.
That is. You guys slept right next to each other at your mom's
house? No, of course not.
Head to foot.
Head to foot.
Come on.
What did you do? He slept
like a baby, though.
Did he really?
He's like, dude, I haven't slept this good for years.
Then you guys need to go to Phoenix more.
He slept like a baby. And he dreamt. He's like, dude, I don't remember the last time I dreamt.
You guys could have flown. They have a lot of flights that go to
Phoenix. No, we like to drive.
It was
a Bonnie and Clyde. Yeah, we bonded. Probably. We talked a lot.
I thought you were going to say it's the Bonnie and Clyde experience?
No, we bonded.
It's a Bonnie and Clyde thing?
We talked good.
What kind of car did you rent?
It was a Kia.
Sorento.
It was like a sporty minivan type.
The Kia Sophia Bush?
Sophia Bush.
Mm-hmm.
Was that what it was?
I don't know their models of cars. It was a Kia something. And
well, dude, this is not going to get sponsored by Kia unless you know the model of the car.
Kia Sportage. I mean,
there it is.
Okay,
it's Kia Sportage. So,
now read an ad. Go look at the camera. Go read a Kia ad.
Go to Hertz Car Rental and get your Kia.
Well, now you're plugging two different companies.
Stick to one. Okay. We'll just edit that out. Kia Sportage. Kia Sportage. Very good automobiles. Yeah. Korean company.
Boo.
No.
Sorry.
We have to keep that in.
That's instinct.
No, don't do that.
I'm sorry about that.
When you hear Korean, you boom.
Yeah, don't do that.
It's so hard.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
It's almost involuntary at this point.
It is. It's not me.
So you and Bob are really close. Like, have you grown closer since the podcast?
The podcast has grown us closer and further apart, ironically enough. You guys will hit that bump.
Have you, what's the worst, have you guys gone blow to, like,
no.
Like fighting?
No, because could you imagine what I would do to your brother physically if I fought him? I would dismantle your little brother.
Oh,
it would be
my
insane.
My big brother.
He's little.
He's old, my older brother.
Say older, not bigger.
My older brother.
Yeah, your fatter brother is what you can say.
Oh,
your fatter brother.
Can we air that?
Yeah.
If, no, I'm just saying if Bob sees that.
I don't know how to tell you this.
He's aware.
Jeremiah okay. Zing! Okay.
So
can I tell you something? Bob's not going to see this. He's never seen this podcast. He's never seen any podcast. He doesn't even watch our podcast. He's never seen his own podcast.
What?
Bob's
That's,
never
I
watched.
I find that hard to believe, Andrew.
I promise you, he's never
so
watched an episode.
His attitude, I'm going to show up and
he's
going to
just show
lead,
up.
Dude.
He's going to show up, glow up, and go home. He doesn't, let's call him. Let's find out if he's ever watched an episode of this. Don't, you guys aren't here.
Okay.
You're not here. You're not here. He's okay. Not going to answer. Oh, no, it's actually later at night. He'll answer maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he's filming the Tiger Belly right now.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's yeah. Today's
yeah,
Monday.
I remember him saying.
We'll call him later. We'll call him
later. Yeah.
I wanted him to interrupt Tiger Belly. That would have been great if he interrupted his show to answer to be on
this
show.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
keep,
yeah.
Keep cross going, worlds. Keep going.
No, he's not. He probably is not.
He probably doesn't even have
We'll give
it
him
on.
One more chance, and then we're going to drop this. But if he calls back in the middle of this, we'll have to take the call.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
So you would just destroy his face.
I don't want to physically hurt him, but I would. Yeah, I'd hurt
but
him
But have
very
you
bad.
Gotten mad where you're like, dude, I'm so close. Like, you know.
Not to physically hurting him.
Have you gotten close to physically hurting me?
No, because.
I'm curious
no,
about this.
No, because we always, with me and you, we always talk, like, we always talk it out.
I thought he was going to hit me one time, Santino.
No, I, dude, don't
listen,
fabricate nothing,
I'm not
dude.
Fabricating.
Because he gets testy. See, he's doing it now. He's controlling
go,
his breathing.
Go ahead. I don't want to cut you off. Go ahead.
He walked in after we had a little kerfuffle with a note card, and he started going down the list of things that I had messed up, and I was like, oh, he might, if he throws the note card, I'm going to get decked right
Did
now.
Did you feel like you might be attacked?
No, I wouldn't, dude. I would never
See,
do
that's
that
what
with
a serial
you.
Killer
I love
says.
You that
I
much.
I wouldn't kill her.
I would never massage. Do yeah. that with
I
him.
I would never do that.
But one thing with him, what you did last night, that it kind of got under my skin.
What did he do?
I texted him about.
I'm turning this on in case he.
Oh,
calls.
Our teaser, because we usually do teasers for our other podcasts, and I texted him, "Hey, is there going to be a teaser for this week?" And he said his response was. We haven't even filmed the episode yet. So I read that and I go, oh.
Ooh.
Because that, I understand what you meant by that, but it didn't answer my, he didn't answer my question whether is the teaser was going to happen. So I'm
you.
Waiting
yeah.
and I'm sitting there like, oh, he's not telling me whether we're going to have a teaser or not. And so I want to keep it positive. And I just said, because, you know, I said I was getting the challenge ready and yeah, and because you never answered the
continue. I
you,
like
well,
this.
You never answered the question, and I'm sitting because I want a yes or no. I want a yes. Is it going to happen or no?
A little demanding, don't you think?
No, I think I have a right to at least know that. Like, are we gonna? And it's not that hard. It's either like a half a
well,
second.
Don't look at me
yes
when you're
no.
saying it. Look at him.
I'm just saying.
But doesn't if you look at the text, didn't you read it and you saw that answers your question?
Yeah, but that's not really answering it because, oh, I understand his thinking on this. Mm-hmm. He's saying that his response
how,
of,
how could there be a teaser if we haven't even recorded the
no,
episode
No, because
yet.
We're recording tonight.
Yeah, we are right
we're
now.
We're recording tonight.
Right now.
I don't know if he could speed edit it or, you know, before.
Oh, yeah.
Because he'll have Monday, Tuesday, it could drop, you know what I mean?
He's
he
a magic
drop on
man.
Wednesday.
You think he can't do that? He's a magic man.
Because you're talented. You're multi-talented. You know how to edit. You know how to do several things.
I can't time travel, though.
I know, but you would have 2 days to do we
No,
could,
you already told me that
feasibly
you already
could
told
do
me
it.
That you're going to get your Stevie Weeby show edited by Monday.
Yeah, but then I was telling you I was having Adobe Premiere problems.
You didn't tell me that last night, though. Boom.
Boom.
Boom, boom.
But I did.
You told
me
that today.
I told
you
that
today.
I told you that. Right. In your defense, hey, we're sorting this out.
Yeah, go ahead.
We're sorting it out.
I'll just sit here.
But
you guys
I'm just
do
giving
it.
You an example.
You guys hash it out.
But it's communication, okay. man.
It, we do have, we,
he
yeah.
just assumed that I would read between the lines, but I just,
I do
it
the same
helps
thing.
Me to know. You do that?
Yeah. I
you
think,
do that to Bob?
I think sometimes you can just figure it out. I just figure you can figure it out most of the time.
Oh, for you guys, it's an ego pride. It's an ego
no,
thing.
No.
No, it is because you're like, you know, They should.
Well, when whites, I guess when whites communicate.
So it's
we can kind of. I hate to tell you this because I shouldn't give away one of our secrets, but we can read each other's...
Easy?
I shouldn't. I won't say
anything. Think about it. Really think about what you're saying right now.
Oh, I'm thinking about it, and Jeremiah knows exactly what I'm thinking.
I don't know.
This is interesting. Don't. Okay, so what is he thinking? Because I'm not white.
Ready? One, two,
three.
Holy smoke. It's going down. What? White telepathy. White telepathy.
That's what some people call it, white telepathy.
Caucasian telepathy.
White hot telepathy.
Okay,
white.
What just happened there? I'm Korean American. I have no idea.
Boo! Sorry. I'm sorry.
Do you do that to Poppy too?
No, it's just whenever you say it, for some reason lately, it's been, I don't know why.
I won't bring up the Korean card again. I won't bring up the Korean card again. I want to know what just happened just now.
Nothing.
Something happened.
You're not invited.
Communicate.
You're not invited.
Wait a minute. Oh.
It's a white thing.
Oh.
Ain't nothing but a white thing, baby.
It's a white
Too
thing.
Low down, pale boys, are we crazy?
So it's
getting
a white
sunburned
thing.
All the time daily. Like crazy.
Well, I'm calling your bluff. I don't think...
And I'm about to steal your baby.
Baby. I don't think you guys know what just happened. I think you're making it up. I don't think anything happened right
Dude,
there.
Dude, whites do this all the time. You guys just don't see us do that.
But yeah. So then what did he say? You whisper in my ear.
Well, he can't tell you.
I can't tell you.
Why would he tell you?
No, my whole thing, he'll whisper in my ear, then I'm going to ask you to see if you're right.
Go ahead.
Okay, tell me. Just away from the mic. Away from the mic. Mm. Yeah. No, away from the mic. And
okay.
Me.
Okay. You ready?
No. Come on, dude. All
right.
Okay, that's it. Okay, so what did you say telepathically? What did you say? He told me in my ear. Go ahead.
I guess, in one way or another, I said I'm done with the Asian people. I'm done with you people.
But that's not fair because you said that out loud.
No, I didn't.
You
I whispered
said
it to
loud
you.
Enough.
He's not even wearing headphones.
I know, but you said it loud enough where he could hear you.
No, he didn't. What do you mean? I could not hear. Okay, I couldn't hear a word he said.
Dude, we're in the same room, man. You
hey,
heard
hey,
what
hey,
he
what?
Just said.
Hey, stop pointing. You keep
oh,
pointing
sorry,
at me,
Andrew.
Pal.
What you did was
you know what we should do? You know what we should
what do?
Do? To cleanse the palate
what do
and
we
cleanse
do?
The air, I think we should do some scissors right now.
All
right. You ready for this?
Yeah.
This is great.
All right, you ready?
Am I ever.
All right. In 3, 2, 1. One, two. Three, four, five.
Just 10.
Six. Really? For the 50th?
Yeah.
Seven, eight, nine,
and 10.
That's really all you want to do for the 50th?
Yeah, because, you know.
11.
12, he has places 13, to go.
Whoa, we're 14, OCD. We got
no, you can't 16, do that.
16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50.
He did it. Let's do a little salute. Let's celebrate. Oh, yes. Let's celebrate.
So we have some Red Bulls for you.
Yeah, come on, man.
Red Bulls for you. We have.
I can't drink Red Bull.
Can you do sugar-free?
I can't drink Red Bull in general.
At all?
Can you do a little drop?
I don't
drop?
Want to admit to you what happens, but...
What happens?
Have you ever seen Teen Wolf?
Yeah.
I love that movie. Michael J. Fox?
This turns me into a bull.
Oh, wow. You can't have a little...
Turns me into a bull.
Really?
And you don't want to see the bull.
So if you drank that whole can, could you do a performer comedy set?
100%.
But you would be amped up?
No. I my heart will stop.
Oh, no. You drink coffee at all?
I've had 6 today.
Well, this goes out to our sponsor, Red Bull.
Is Red Bull a sponsor of the show?
Thanks,
sponsored
thanks
by
for,
Red Bull.
This is great. I'll have some.
Thanks for supporting the Scissor Bros
thank
podcast.
Thank you for sending us product,
is,
Red
is
Bull.
A big night.
This is a big night.
This
our
is
50th
our
episode.
50th.
With one of our besties, Andrew Santino.
Andrew Santino. You could, Andrew, you don't have to drink it. Just
you know
just,
how
just,
they said, I'll do a little sip sap. You yeah. know how they said, cheers. Cheers, boys.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Congrats.
You clink. And now edit in me clinking you.
Okay.
Ding.
Cheers. This is to our 50th.
There. Blink. Thank you.
This is for our 50th. Thanks.
Mm. Wow.
Oh, that's good.
You know how their slogan is Red Bull gives you wings?
Yes.
But Jeremiah, you should be Red Bull gives you wigs.
Oh.
You should add where you get wigs
oh,
on
you
your head every
time.
You
know that about him, huh?
That would be.
Do I know that about him? Yeah. I've known Jeremiah for a
can
decade.
We tell, can we sing him our Red
I've
Bull song?
Dude,
how long have we really known each other? Maybe 10 years is probably right.
At least 10. At least 10. Because I met you...
Okay, my time scale is bad, but maybe, okay, 10 or 12 years.
I met you probably circa 2010, because that's when I was really started to be active in the stand-up scene.
12 years. I was, yeah, that's yeah. right. 10 to 12 yeah. years is probably right on the
and
money.
And you guys yeah. been civil with each other throughout the years?
Yeah. No, we've had some lack of civility. Yes, what do you mean? What?
I mean, have you guys, has he been nice to you? Have you been nice to him?
No. I've always been nice to Jeremiah, and there were very big moments where he would big time me, talk down to me, belittle me. He would push me sometimes. You know how he is.
Hey, man, the truth's the truth, you know? Keep going.
You know, sometimes I'd be like, what's up, J-Dog? And he'd go, and spit right on me.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, I mean, he's a different guy. This whole sweet thing. Now
his
family's changed him.
Yeah.
His family.
It's a facade. Keep going. Yeah, it's a facade. Keep going, Andrew.
His family's really changed him. Steve, when we first met, he was leather jacket wearing, chain wallet having.
What did you just do to my hair?
I wanted to touch your hair.
He only drove.
Did you just see that?
Yeah.
He just went like this through my hair.
I did a Fonzarelli, dude. You're cool. Like I did a Fonzarelli with you.
I mean,
that's all.
You do have very nice, well-to-do hair.
You have nice hair.
And then he also used to ride only motorcycles. He used to drive a motorcycle. He used to call women chicks or broads. He'd go, what's up, chicks? And he'd go,
really?
Chip, 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 chip. He'd holler at girls like that.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
keep
he goes,
going.
And he'd go, you want to nibble on my worm, chicks? He would say that to girls at the store.
At the Comedy Store.
Or anywhere he was. I mean, this guy was, he was just a... He was nuts, dude. He was
How
in the
How come
streets.
He doesn't show that side of his personality
because
on this
podcast? Because he's changed. He's grown. He's a family
is he,
man.
Is he faking the funk or
no,
what?
No, he's a family man.
Hey,
he's
happy
changed.
Happy 50th.
Happy 50th.
Happy 50th.
So we're going to do a good...
No. I like what he's doing right now. I really keep going. Do a couple more.
That's it.
Okay. He did that. Chick, 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 chick,
hey,
chick,
Santino.
That's what he used to do.
You know the bit that ended?
Yeah.
Start it back up, baby.
All right, here we go, baby. Let me tell you something about Yeramaya. He used to go by Yeramaya, for real. He would go by Yeramaya.
Mm-hmm. So he's going still. So, wait, hold up. So the bit didn't end. It's still going. It's
you know
a
what?
Continuous thing.
If you feed me, Steve, I'll eat. Do you understand?
Yeah.
I'll never stop eating.
I like that about you.
I'll never stop eating.
That's like called that comedic talent right there.
Yeah. I got to have some more of this.
No, not you. No, I don't want you to turn into a Teen Wolf, Michael J. No,
yeah.
not
a, Santino.
There ain't
just,
no basketball court
easy
here,
with that.
Man. Yeah. No. We don't want to do that. Yeah. No. We need you to be sane. Dude, I've never heard
He's
him do that
He's a madman.
Oh, there you go.
Before you do that, let's hash out something real for the fans.
Think about it.
I won the lawsuit when I sued these guys. I won the lawsuit, and both of these guys, until 2046, owe me every dime they make on Scissor Bros.
You didn't have to bring
it up. No, I wanted to bring it up.
Yeah, we're going to
have to. Because the fans are like,
up, yeah.
Oh, you're going to sue Jeremiah and Stevie? And you know what I said? You better believe it. You better believe it. I'm going to sue them. And I won. And I won. And they have to pay me for the next 20 some odd years, and boy, oh boy, does it feel good. Not a dime goes to these guys. Jeremiah has to text me and ask if I can get baby food for him because I take all the money that they make.
You know those ad reads that we do like every episode? Like we do a lot.
All right, just confess. Ching, tell them the truth.
Ching. Goes to me.
So yeah, all of our Google
Everything
AdSense.
You guys make.
Oh, we'll go through it. Google
Mine.
AdSense. You
Google
get.
AdSense.
Mine.
Speaking of merch, you want to take off your shirt?
Oh, let's see. You got new merch?
We got new merch.
Oh, wow. That's going to make me a lot of money.
Yeah. It's Steve's Think About It.
Yeah, Steve's Think
About It. Think About It. Think About It. Think About It. Think About It. Think About It.
Think About It.
You're beautiful.
And then this is...
That shirt's dope.
This is Terrence.
That one's sick.
You don't like my shirt?
It's good.
I do. I just can't wear a shirt with a, you know...
With the Asian man on it?
Specifically...
Me.
No. Specifically...
Oh, that hurt my feelings.
No, it's the kind of Asian. I just... It's a, you know...
With the Korean.
Boo!
With the Korean.
Boo!
Guy.
Sorry.
It's involuntary, Steve. Quit saying the word, all right?
But hey, if you don't like this one, get this one, because we're both on this one,
Let me
okay?
plug this. Let
and
me plug
we got
it.
Gerald and Terrence on this,
Let
all
me
right?
plug this.
So,
if you guys
merch,
are looking
everyone,
for new merch...
Is available...
Steve.
Let me plug it.
Okay, can you read it?
Well, then give it to me.
It's on the top, Andrew. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're looking for new merch, the best merch that you could ever buy, it's available right now. The link is below. They got 5 new designs, 2 of which are on display right now that you see. One of them is Stevie's Think About It. Think About It, Think About It, Think About It, Think About It shirt. The other one has Gerald and Terrence on it. including the Sizz Bros, your favorite people on planet Earth. Go ahead and click on the link below. Sizz Bros merch, 5 new designs.
Yeah.
Dude, thank
that was fantastic.
You.
Thank
was
you.
Great.
No problem.
And Santino, you're on tour right now, aren't you?
Get out of here.
Yeah.
I am.
Santino's on tour right now, as a matter of fact. He's hitting a lot of different places.
Do you want me to plug your dates?
Please.
Now, Andrew Santino, one of the hottest comics in the country.
He's
in
red
the
hot,
world
ladies
right
and gentlemen,
red
right
hot.
Now. You don't want to miss his live show.
The Tito Chito Tour.
That's it.
Irvine, California, March 18th and 19th. Mm-hmm. Las Vegas, Nevada, yep. March 26th at the Wynn Casino.
Can I do one?
Uh-huh.
Dallas, Texas.
Yee-hoo!
Pre-sale code Cheeto. That's C-H-E-E-T-O, April 16th at 8 p.m. at the Majestic Theater.
You better believe
be
it.
Be there or be square.
Well, no, you can be square. Even if you're square, you can show up. I don't mind.
He's also going to Vancouver, Canada, British Columbia, May 27th at 7 p.m. at the Vogue Theater, as well as Honolulu,
no,
Hawaii on July 4th.
He really wants to do the Hawaii day.
He does.
He will be in Honolulu, Hawaii, yeah. July 14th through the 16th at Blue Note Hawaii. Get your tickets today. You don't want to miss his live comedy show.
Where are all the tickets available at?
All the tickets are available at
AndrewSantino.com.
Thank you, boys. That was really good.
Thank you.
That was really, really good.
We do ads.
I mean, they were good.
Are you happy with it?
I'm happy with you guys.
Okay, thank you. We'll do more of that all day for you.
Okay. And, go ahead. Big news. Friday, April 1st, we're dropping the first Sizz Bros music album, Sizz Bros Best of Volume 1, Friday, April 1st through Comedy Store Records. It'll be on all platforms for digital purchase.
So
and
shout
then
out
we'll,
to the Comedy Store Records.
We'll
for
do
putting
a limited great. Vinyl run after that okay. as well. And then March 21st, Stand Up on the Spot. We're releasing a special that we shot in Houston, and then we got a couple more in the pipeline. And then come see me. San Francisco, March 11th through 12th. Cincinnati, Ohio, March 17th through 19th. Los Angeles Comedy Store, April 12th for Stand Up on the Spot. That's every second Tuesday of the month there. And Austin, Texas, April 20th through 23rd for Moon Tower. And New York City, we're doing Stand Up on the Spot there, May 17th.
And
boom,
we
baby.
Also have Sizz Bro live shows. If you want to see
right.
us live, oh. April 6th at the San Jose Improv and June 29th at the Ontario Improv. Get your tickets today.
Love it. Are you doing as much stand-up with the baby?
Yes.
Your schedule is not slowing down?
No, because, I mean, I
you
got
have a wife.
Yeah.
She helps.
She helps. She has been with me since open mic level, so she gets the whole...
The grind?
Yeah.
Can you do a toast to Maya for being such a great
yeah, man, very good
partner
call.
To you?
Yeah.
This one's for Maya.
Toast
this
to my wife.
This one's for Maya.
Yeah, this bull's for Maya. She is okay with it, but I'm saying, do you want to slow down?
No.
There's no moment where you're like, oh, I want to spend more time at the house and not do shows on...
No, he doesn't...
You're nightly. Are you doing nightly shows?
Well, LA's slowed down in general, so like I don't do Mondays hardly ever anymore, because Monday yeah. shows are almost non-existent.
I never did Monday shows.
This guy, they just he doesn't operate that
potluck
way. He's
and
always on the go.
Different stuff.
Who, me?
No, him
oh,
too.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm
yeah.
sure you too, but this guy...
Yeah, I've definitely slowed down, though.
You slowed down?
Yeah, just because I'm, you know, I'm tired.
The way I feel about it is if I'm doing
to
a ton of time, like if I'm doing 4 or 5 shows on the weekend where I'm doing an hour,
yeah.
I allow myself to, earlier in the week, not go quite as hard because I'm like, oh, I'm doing about 4 or 5 hours where I can work on stuff over the weekend.
Yeah, I'm just in a place where like when I'm home, I don't want to do it as much because I did it for so long. I'm tired.
You get burnt out or something?
Oh, yeah, dude. Big time.
You do?
Big time.
When did that start happening with you? Oh, because you're on shows. Can we talk about some of that too? Like in a few minutes?
I guess.
Yeah, speaking of good news.
It's just I'm working, it's hard. And then also, yeah, sometimes I want a break. Sometimes mm-hmm. I just want to, but I'm 38, I'll be 39, and I've been doing it since, you know, 2006/2007.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
And I still want to keep doing it a lot, but I'm not every night. I used to be like every night. I knew I wanted shows, multiple shows a night.
Mm-hmm.
Now I can do 3 nights a week and feel satisfied.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And your palate's a lot busier now, like because you're booking shows. Can we talk a little bit about this?
Okay.
It's on FX and everything?
I do a show on FX called Dave. It's not going to come back for a long time. Okay. I mean, we're not going to shoot it till probably the fall.
And how that process worked? Did you audition for that? Like, how did what was that process like?
I was in Panama smoking crack, actually. I was kind of on a getaway vacation, and I was on a binge on a 7-day run. And I got it. My beeper blew up, and it was my agent. He was like, get to a phone. You know, it was like 911, 911, 911. So I called him from payphone. I was lit up. I had lost almost all my teeth at that point. I had like 6 left.
Oh, you have teeth problem too? Teeth problems?
Well, I was smoking so much crack that most of my teeth fell out. So I said, you know, he goes, there's a show with Lil Dicky. And I said, I'll do it. And he said, get your teeth fixed and get back to the United States. So lo and behold, that's kind of how it went.
Awesome, dude.
No audition needed. They knew my style. I wanted to run away, do some rock, and...
You did one cold read and you got it, right?
It was a warm read.
It was warm. Okay.
Yeah, it was a warm read. 72, 73 degrees in the room was pretty warm.
Yeah.
Callbacks?
Yeah.
Any callbacks? No need, right? They knew who they wanted, right? You got it.
I told them. I flew in and I said, it's either this or I'm headed back down to Panama. And they made me stick around.
Okay.
But long story short story long, they're going to rename the show Santino this year.
From Dave to Santino? That's quite the jump.
Yeah, but I said it was in my contract. Season 3, it's about me.
I do your character.
Thanks, dude.
I will say...
I'm on another show named Michael now, too. How weird is that?
Mike is it really?
A lot of Michaels. Yeah, I'm doing another thing called
my
Mike.
My favorite episode of yours on Dave, I've seen both seasons.
Grazie. Is my birthday?
Is the one where you're at the party where you are acting like you're a dad of a kid.
Oh,
who
yeah, the bar mitzvah. Yeah.
It's so good.
That was
why
fun.
You just lick his nuts right now? Are you, wow. Well, keep doing what you're doing right now.
Wow.
No, I'm just saying.
Wow.
He respects you.
No, hey, Steve.
I respect you too.
Steve, wow.
He respects you.
After all
you.
We've been through, Steve, wow.
I respect you too, but he has a lot of respect for you and a lot of love and admiration for you. That's
no,
all.
And you know what? My love for Jeremiah is very high. And for
it
you,
is.
But
are
for you,
no,
it's
you
going down because of what you just did. Because of what you just did.
Well, you guys did some fucking white telepathy and left me out of the whole fucking
that's
thing.
That's birthright.
No,
we don't want to do
that's
that.
That's called segregation, brother.
Oh, well,
you left me out of the fucking
well, welcome
you left me
to
out
the
of
game,
the thing,
pal.
Brother.
Welcome to the game.
Yeah.
It's not my fault that you're...
That I'm Korean.
Boo! It's not my fault.
Oh no,
dude. We should name this episode "Boo."
I hope it's
Boo
not,
to Koreans.
It's contagious.
Boo! Boo. Okay. How about this? He's got it too now.
It's contagious.
And I'm not okay with that.
You don't want him to have it?
No.
All right.
Okay. No. That's fair.
You,
you
I love
it.
You.
That's
you
fair.
But I see this guy every other day, and for you to do that to me, brother. Talk about
you
backstabbing.
You just literally
yeah.
said
wow.
that I was licking
yeah.
his nuts when I
friend.
Paid him a compliment.
I know, but you know I was just joking around. You guys did some real telepathy
but,
on me.
But we're
that's
not joking.
All. And you're
nothing,
saying boo to Koreans?
Nothing.
And you're on
boo.
A podcast with a Korean.
Boo!
Sorry. nothing we say here is a joke. Everything is real.
Is literal.
Is 100%
yeah.
real. And it should be taken as such.
Mm-hmm. How right? mad were you when you saw our first episode? Let's bring it down like to the real.
To the let's get real.
Yeah, yeah, real.
Yeah.
How upset were you when you saw our little trailer or what we did, our you know, like were you like infuriated?
Yo, I'm vibing with those, okay.
Yo, Shanks Vato, look at this, fool.
Yeah.
You know
it.
What this is?
Yeah, what?
Lawnmower 4.0, fool, and guess what?
What?
It's waterproof, is it?
You're saying I can shave my balls in the shower with that
yeah.
thing?
Yeah. By the way, you got my aluminum-free deodorant, is?
I might have stole it from that ass.
Where is it at, fool?
Okay,
I need
right
that for
here.
My conjugal visit.
Yo, you do be having some
this
BO
is aluminum-free, fool. Thank you for that.
Unlike my grill, dog.
What are you looking for? You think I got something of yours, too?
Yeah,
or what?
I think you stole my shampoo and conditioner 2-in-1
well,
with aloe
right
vera
here.
And a few sea salt
there
as
you
well
go.
As cologne for that ass. Oh.
There you go.
Mm, yeah, that smells real nice.
Is there anything else you notice about my face?
Man, you got those juicy ass wet lips going. What's
you
going
know
on
why,
with that?
You know why I got them?
Why?
They got their own lip balm, fool.
Wait, do they throw that in free whenever you get the Manscaped care package for men?
Simon, ese. Lip balm,
yeah.
fool.
That's right as hell. You know what?
What?
I'm going to top you off for that conjugal visit with this
Give me spray. Oh, yeah, that's Fresca. Oh, I love it, fool. Oh, that's Fresca. Oh, I can't wait for my conjugal visit. Yeah. Oh, God, it's going to be great, fool. So check
it
out.
In the name of Tito's, Cheetos, and Fritos.
Get 20% off clean. Plus free shipping with the code SCISSORBROS at manscaped.com, fool.
Do it, dog. And you know what? That's 20% off plus free shipping to manscaped.com and use code SCISSORBROS.
It's time to get wet and clean with your new Manscaped shower routine.
Get into the routine and get that Manscaped to make you clean. Oh, man, that was dope as hell. I just freestyled that, homie.
You're a poet and you didn't even know it, fool.
Whoa. Manscaped.
I see you're sporting your team. That's pretty cool, dude.
Yeah, man. The Bulls are in full effect this season.
Dude, I don't know, man. My Portland Trailblazers are going to be kicking it pretty hard. Getting inside that paint, throwing the rock into the hole. You know, assists, layups, the whole thing.
Nah, the Chicago Bulls are going to give you the horn.
Regardless, Scissor Bros is brought to you by DraftKings Sportbook. Are you ready for the conference championships?
You betcha. Turn your team's victory into your own win with DraftKings Sportsbook.
New customers, bet $5 on any team to win and get $200 in free bets if they do.
Illinois listeners, mobile registration is back, and right now you can sign up for DraftKings Sportsbook simply by downloading the app right to your phone.
Illinois, that's you, dude. If Sportsbook isn't available in your state yet, you can still join the action with DraftKings Pools.
And everyone can play free all March long for a shot at $250,000 in prizes.
What would you do with $250,000, dude?
I'd probably buy a new car.
Anything else?
Probably a new barbecue pit. Yeah, what about you?
Cottage cheese.
There you go.
Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code SCISSOR. Bet $5 on any college hoops team to win and get $200 in free bets if they do.
If they win, you win with promo code SCISSOR this week at DraftKings Sportsbook.
21 and over. Restrictions apply. See show notes for detail.
DraftKings.
Now let's get back into this sweet episode of Scissor Bros with Andrew Santino.
I ripped the doors off of my car. I ripped the doors
off.
What
was your first reaction? Did you call, did you see it? Or did Bob call you?
Bob?
Yeah, I mean, who saw it first?
I did.
And what was your first, what did you do?
I said, I cannot believe that white and that Korean. are making a show. I paced around my neighborhood for about 3 days, I think. It was nuts. I didn't eat. I lost 16 pounds.
Oh, my God.
Let's just say I was on speed dial during those 3 days.
Oh, to make it right. He did that? He tried to reach out to you?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What do you say we get into the song?
Good segue.
Let's get into the song.
Give me the song. And this cough, by the way, yeah, it's been freaking me out. He's been coughing since the beginning of the show.
Allergies, dude. I took the COVID test. I'm negative COVID.
Red Bull.
No. I took the COVID. I'm negative COVID.
Red Bull.
I'm negative COVID. And I'll show you. I'll
when
do another
test
when I get
today?
Home. No, a couple days ago.
Yeah, what the fuck?
No, this is allergies. My mom's coughing. It's allergy season. My mom, we're like a symphony at her house. She's coughing, I'm coughing, and she's like, Steban, allergy
we're
season.
All coughing.
You go allergy season.
None of us can taste or smell.
Yeah.
It's because of
allergy season.
Allergy season.
Allergy season, bro. The pollens are let loose. Yeah.
No, I know it is big time.
Yeah.
Let me hear this song.
Okay. Well, you're involved with it.
Oh, yeah. No,
oh,
I
yeah.
know. I got the lyrics right here.
Here we go.
A red rocket lights up the sky. A beautiful woman starts to cry. The world is void of joy. And we've got the perfect boy. His beard burns red. Is he alive or is he dead? No one really knows.
Does he like us? Have we gained his trust? He puts on a good show.
We need a comedy hero. The Red Rocket, Andrew Santino.
We need a comedy hero. The Red Rocket, Andrew Santino.
The Red Rocket is here. I'm the captain of this ship. I'm ready to steer. You can call me Tito Cheeto, but let's take this Despacito. I got a golf club in one hand, and I drink whiskey 'cause I'm a man.
We need a comedy hero. The Red Rocket, Andrew Santino. We need a comedy hero.
I'm the Red Rocket,
I'm Andrew Santino.
God bless. Good night.
Wow.
Wow.
That was really impressive, man.
Who's done a better song than us?
You hit it out of the ballpark. It's him.
Who's done a better song than us
together? No. That was the... I screwed up at the beginning a little bit. He hit a home run.
If we did it again, we're not going to do it again.
That was flawless.
Now, I made a couple of mistakes, but it's okay.
No, you didn't. You're perfect.
I'm telling you. No, you know what? We're going to leave it as good as it was.
It was great. I loved it. You know who, funny enough, did...
Take that, John Mayer!
You know who, funny enough, did one of the best...
Adam Ray.
Doc.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
And I see a chocolate sundae that's worth a mention. That's worth a mention. Hi there, ladies. You can call me the Black Magic. The Black Magic. And I'll make all the ladies and the fellas wanna fap it. Fap it.
Ooh.
Fap it.
Oh yeah.
I say fap it.
He said fap it.
Fap it for me.
He's a fappy. Black magic, yeah, you look so good.
Let's make this one thing understood.
You are heaven sent.
I am heaven sent.
Doc killed it.
He has that R&B, like,
yeah.
Literally,
oh,
he
Steve,
killed
man.
It.
Oh, Steve, man. You know Steve, man.
Come on, man.
What are
love
we doing
Doc.
Here, man?
Man, I'd love Doc so
come
much.
Come on, man. Santino, you got to do me
you
like
found a hidden
come
gem.
On, man. Pino,
that's
man.
A hidden gem
got
you guys
Pino.
Got over there.
Yeah.
Hidden gem.
Uncut gem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's uncircumcised.
Is he?
Yeah.
I was going to ask.
Wait. What'd you just say?
Doc is uncircumcised.
Really?
Yeah.
He's got a sleeve.
Okay,
like this.
That's fine.
It's exactly like that.
That's fine.
And he wearing that
fine.
Caramel turtleneck, if you know what I'm saying.
Yep. Oh, man. Come on, Tino. That caramel turtleneck. Shout out.
Damn, man. What
shout
we
out to my
here,
helmet.
Man.
Come it's on. Where my helmet?
Where is that?
It's
more,
hidden.
More skin.
Steve, man.
Steve, what are you doing? Are you taking something out of a backpack?
Oh, dude, I was jumping the gun there.
Well, jump the gun, but don't pull out a gun. Is that a, is there a gun in there?
No, Andrew, I don't have a gun. I've never.
Dude, the way you say that makes it sound like you actually have a gun.
When you say that,
I don't have a gun.
No. There ain't no Cho Sung Wee in my heart. I don't do stuff like that.
You sound so adamant about it.
No, I'm just saying I don't do stuff. I've never owned a gun. I never
shot
a gun.
Look at me in the face and say, I don't own a gun. Say it.
I, ladies and gentlemen out there, I do not own a gun.
Okay, vote below if you believe it or not.
Gun. Comment below.
Comment below
do
if you believe
Steve
that Steve
actually
has a gun.
Owns a gun. No.
I think he does.
I don't.
Comment.
I think you do.
Hit the
I
like
have a machete.
Button.
Oh.
Like, that's any better.
I have a machete under
that's
my
a,
bed.
That's a killing machine.
We both
I
have machetes
machete.
Underneath our beds.
I have a machete under my bed.
Most homicides in the United States are at the hands of a machete. Do you know that? Way higher than gun deaths.
All right, and timestamp that. We're editing that out.
And then we'll
we
edit.
Don't have machetes.
We'll edit
No.
We'll
we
edit
don't
it.
Have machetes,
we'll
right?
Edit it right back in.
Right? I don't have a machete, and you don't have a machete.
Dude, am I an informant now? What is happening?
Don't wink. I see the wink. No, I see it.
Dude, come on,
oh,
dude. Allergies.
Oh, that's what the cough eye
allergy.
Wink is.
Hey, man, we don't have machetes, right?
Just don't rub your face when you say it.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got a twitch?
We don't have machetes, right?
What are you, no. Robert De Niro? What is that?
Hey. We don't
do your best Robert De Niro, Steve.
Do it.
You looking at me?
Talking to me. You talking to me?
Wait, hold up.
You looking at me?
You talking to me?
That's the new edited version.
Yeah.
Are you looking in my direction?
You talking to me?
There it is.
Well, I'm the only one standing here.
Look who's talking to.
Oh, yeah.
What's this?
Listen up, Hollywood. You need to cast these two guys in something together.
Come on.
You know, what are you waiting for?
I'm not in SAG or AFTRA. I have fun podcasting, but if you want to...
I'm not in SAG or AFTRA.
But if you want to book my main
wait.
Jeremiah Watkins for any...
How are you not in SAG or AFTRA? Did you just not pay your dues?
Let's not talk about that.
You
huh? Let's get into the. How about this?
Well, hold
Let's
on,
get
hold
into
on.
The challenge. His time is vital.
Wait,
he's got things to do.
But you
can
know,
you think about him as well? He's our guest.
You know that he's booked a ton of commercials back in the day, right?
Yes.
How are you not SAG or AFTRA?
Can we talk about it off camera? Because these are
what?
Like little.
Oh,
little
he's offended by
fees
it.
And stuff. Yeah, let's talk about off camera. Okay.
You didn't. You didn't pay your fees.
See what you're doing right now. This is. See what you're doing? You're doing something right now.
Okay.
But it's okay.
Well, who's doing it? Don't point at me.
No,
point
I'm
at
not,
him.
But you might be communicating telepathically to him doing stuff
no.
right now.
No. I don't
you're
own
not?
A machete.
You're not?
No.
No.
See, you guys are like the Borg from, you know what I mean? Star Trek. You guys share the same.
Oh, we get the reference.
Yeah. I know you do.
All okay, right, pull
so
out your gun.
So now it's challenge time.
Challenge. Let's go.
Okay, let's do it.
By the
since,
way, that painting
since,
back there is great.
Your,
isn't that a cool one?
Awesome.
Since yeah. your podcast is called Whiskey Ginger.
Correct.
We have a ginger challenge.
I love ginger. Is it pickled?
So, don't
or is
worry
it raw?
About it. No, we have ginger shots
oh.
coupled. Okay, so it's whoever could drink the most ginger shots, but following the it's a two-part deal. You're gonna have to do a shot and eat because I peeled raw ginger.
Amazing.
So I
then welcome
I wrote your,
to the ginger off.
The ginger off. So shot, you have to do a shot, then eat a piece of ginger. Whoever could do the most.
Yeah.
And you want to tell them the punishment?
Well, no, you do it.
The punishment is whoever loses.
Oh, yeah.
Has to eat.
The ball of wasabi.
A ball of wasabi.
One
ball.
Okay.
Of wasabi.
Okay.
Are you in?
I think you're doing it. my bet is on Steve's doing it. Steve, you're eating that.
What'd you say?
You're eating it.
Whoa.
Okay, let's get to it, huh?
Let's go.
Okay, let's do it. To make things even,
you're all me.
To make things even,
love it.
We're all ginger.
We're yeah. all gingers.
Yeah, this feels pretty fair.
Yeah,
so these
right?
are cold.
Yeah, they're actually
you
really
shake
nice.
Them? You want to shake them?
I did. I shake mine up.
Okay, you got. Can you put the ginger pieces in between us, maybe somehow?
You got it.
Okay.
You got
shake it.
It
up. And there's no time limit on this. It's just like whoever could withstand the most ginger.
I'm allergic to ginger, but.
Oh, then that means you're gonna have the wasabi.
I mean, I'm gonna blow up yeah. like a balloon.
Okay. But Shake your ginger.
Shake
shop.
Sonora. Okay. Should I do this first?
So
we can do the shot first.
Do the shot first, and then eat right after. You're gonna eat a piece of ginger.
Sounds good.
Okay. Ready?
Is there right. water? There's no water here.
No, no that's just, yeah.
Smart guys.
Yeah.
Ready?
Cheers.
Cheers.
All right. Cheers.
Cheers.
Ugh.
Oh.
Oh my god.
The raw is really hard to eat.
Atrocious.
That's a big piece. Good.
Okay, atrocious.
That tastes so bad.
Oh
my god.
I have ginger facts.
Dude, this is gross. This raw ginger is whoa. No Red Bull allowed, dude.
You can't I drink Red Bull?
You can't cleanse a palate. What are you doing?
Disqualification? Did you just see something I didn't see?
Who do you mean?
Well, he did something that wasn't in the rules,
you
man.
You just spit it in
No, I didn't. I just had a little sip of Red Bull.
He lost.
I just had a sip of Red Bull.
Show the camera that freaking Red Bull.
I just had a sip of it.
Andrew, you definitely broke the
rules. Show the camera the freaking... I'm having... the glass, dude. I'm having trouble.
The ginger plant is an herb. Ginger is native to Southeastern Asia. Ginger is grown in warmer regions in the tropics. Ginger could be cultivated all year round. However, the best time to plant them is at the end of winter and early spring. A ginger plant can grow up to 4 feet tall.
It's repulsive.
What did he do?
Nothing. I swallowed it. I won.
Well, no, what's in? You spit something in the
thing. No, I didn't. This is a glass of Red Bull.
Dude,
there's chunks of
Red Bull in it because it's an old can.
No, I think
an old can of Red Bull.
You make the call because I was gonna read the ginger facts. You saw.
Looks like I won, and it's up to you guys to see who's next. It's between you two. I already won. I already swallowed mine whole. You guys screwed up, pal. Come on.
No.
Yep.
He.
Hey.
He did something that broke. He did something in the thing.
Nope.
I'm just telling you, I've been into half of one of these raw gingers
it's
and I
insane.
Swallowed
I'm done.
It.
I'm done.
It's absolutely insane
it's
on
insane.
My throat.
It's insane.
Okay, half ginger of one. Has
yeah,
many
it's
health
disgusting.
Benefits.
Hold on,
I'm doing ginger. Fries.
I know, but did you eat a whole one of these?
Huh. Yeah, he's insane.
Yeah.
What? He's a psycho.
Okay, ginger has many health benefits, including anti-inflammatory properties. Okay. It helps with blood sugar regulation, decreases menstrual bleeding. It helps
That's great
with gastrointestinal yeah. relief. Taking ginger every day can help relieve nausea, especially for pregnant women and people undergoing chemotherapy.
Did you say anything about making you want to lift weights?
I think that he needs to eat the wasabi. I think that he broke some rules.
He did break the rule.
Yeah, but you never said you couldn't do that. So how about that?
Okay, this next round.
Nope.
You have to, all right, shot you have to swallow it.
You guys never said anything about it.
Okay.
There's no water or anything. We're doing shot number two.
Shot number two, Andy.
Okay, man. Watch this.
Shot number two. Shake it.
I'm still working on my first.
Let's
See,
go.
You are?
I got such a big piece of ginger.
Oh, no. Are you okay? Is your throat hurt?
My nose is running itself. I'm not.
Okay, should we wait? What is he doing over there?
I'm just pouring out some more Red Bull.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, so can we,
take your other shot.
Okay, get it ready.
All right, ready?
Ready?
Okay, ready.
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Santino. What are you doing?
Taking the shot.
Through the Red Bull can?
Oh, no, he cheated twice. Okay, that's it. That's it. Disqualification.
Oh, whoops. Well, my two bottles that I finished are falling all over the place.
Disqualification.
Let the viewers know.
Yeah, let the viewers, I mean, you got the camera,
this is
the
our,
camera caught
This
it.
Is our 50th episode, and Santino's not doing his challenge
properly.
You know
properly. What? Yeah. I'll eat all these right now.
Oh, will you?
Yep. Who won?
Huh.
He didn't participate in the
not
who won?
Well,
who won?
My throat's on fire, man.
Well, Daddy won.
No.
Yeah.
You lost, Andrew.
Let it go on record.
I think I won.
You broke the rules.
There were no rules.
Just threw all the
There
the
were no rules. There were no rules.
Man.
There were no rules.
It's wasabi time.
You got to down the wasabi since you skipped out on the ginger.
Okay. Throw it to me.
Well, that's it.
Don't throw. Here's some rules.
Here's some rules, Andrew, for it. Seriously.
Here's some rules, dude.
Will you be a man of your word?
Throw it.
I'll throw it to you. But here's some rules first.
Go ahead.
Okay.
No throwing it over the shoulder.
Done.
No rubbing it on Gerald or the walls or your pants or anything.
Fine.
You have to put it in your mouth.
Yep.
Swallow it and consume it without spitting it out.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Wait. Make sure. Did you say everything?
I said he has to swallow it, consume it whole, and not spit it out, and he can't throw it out.
The glass.
Okay.
He can't do anything. He has to go into his mouth.
It has to enter his mouth. He has to close his mouth. He has to swallow it.
Yeah.
And keep it down.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
And I've got two more of these.
This is the first time a guest has done this.
Send it.
Do you know how this is genuinely making me sad right now?
Send it.
He's going to hit it away. like a tennis ball. Go ahead.
Send it.
Those are tennis balls to him.
You're not allowed to hit it away or bat it away.
Me, I'm like,
you have to catch it.
It is my second piece. Okay. Of sugar, just to let y'all know. I told you. Okay. So thanks for tuning into our 50th episode. Andrew,
I've got Gerald hostage.
This bitch is coming by the neck.
Put him down. Lower the gun.
He's got a gun, Steve. Help. Go get your gun.
And get in the frame.
Sit down. Machete.
Sit down.
Steve, get up off your ass. What are you doing, brother? Please help me. I think I'm losing consciousness.
Well, I know I'm not. I won this one. Hands down, Stevie won. Ain't no complaining. Ain't no crying here. Stevie won. Okay.
No, so you got, Santino, no.
Andrew, you just ruined. Do you know how much effort it took me to peel these pieces of ginger? I was up all last night, friend.
You brought me in to mix it up, and I did.
Hey,
it.
Man. Do you know how much these ginger shots cost?
I mixed it up.
Do you know how much this shit cost? This was like $80.
I know.
And this guy didn't get involved. He didn't participate.
We're literally negative $80 after the ad money you took.
Yep.
Man, do you know how much effort I took peeling those ginger, man? I was cutting them. I was peeling them. I washed them for you. I even labeled it for you, the Tupperware. I labeled your name on it. Out of respect. Uh-huh. Out of respect, man. Yeah. And that's what you did?
That's right.
You're hitting it. You're throwing it away. All right. Thanks for tuning in.
No. We're not done.
All right. Go ahead. What are you going to say?
We're not freaking done.
Because I'm going to...
Wait, you still have it
no,
in
this
your...
this is my second piece.
Yeah, no, he did swallow his first.
My first one's done. This is my second piece.
I got something to tell you guys.
What?
Most fun I've had on a podcast in years.
I cannot tell if you're being genuine or not.
Are you being real?
I love it. I love you guys.
Listen, will you do the dance party break with us?
Yeah, you have to at least dance with us.
You have to dance with us.
What do you mean? Of course, let's
go. In the middle, can we dance?
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
Okay, there we
okay,
go.
Ready? You have to rub your hair.
Where's the song?
No, he has to throw.
Oh, wait. Steve, I forgot the music. Can
that's
I
fine.
Add
it in later. Add it in later.
So
this is the ginger hair rub.
We forgot
the okay,
music.
No problem.
This is
okay,
the ginger
ready?
Hair
no
rub dance, okay?
Ready?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. No, hair rub. Scissor rose. Keep going.
You're going to put in music though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You want some ginger?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, come here. No. What? You can put your arm on both of you guys. Yeah. Okay, now go. Now wait.
What the fuck?
Wait, what's happening?
What the hell? What did you do?
Nothing. We were dancing.
Let's do it again.
You were just dancing.
No, turn around. I like it from
you. Yeah.
Really?
I got it.
There we go.
Go.
Start dancing.
Okay. Oh my god.
Oh! He's doing it!
Oh! 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 He did it! Oh, he did it! 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 He did it!
Dude, that's a real man right there. That's a real guy owning up to his loss. God. Owning up to the loss.
Oh my god, dude, get him some water.
Big loser here, big loser. Oh my god, that tastes awful.
I like that. Hold on. I'm a wasabi boy. Wasabi boy. Oh, I'm a wasabi boy. Wasabi boy. Wasabi boy. Wasabi boy, I'm a wasabi boy. I come from mainland Korea. I'm a little ginger boy.
The ginger and the wasabi are too natural. Best friends, you could almost call them good friends.
Maybe you could.
Wasabi goes in like a knife, and ginger comes out nice. And then you realize you've already crapped your pants.
There's poop in there.
So much.
There's poop in there.
There's so much.
There's poop in there.
Ginger and Wasabi is a buddy cop movie in Japan.
It used to be about two women, now it's about one singular man. Wasabi Ginger Boy.
Wasabi Ginger Boy.
He's a Wasabi Ginger Boy.
He's a Wasabi Ginger Boy.
Wasabi.
We did it, guys.
Yeah,
we did it.
Yeah,
we did it.
Right. Yeah. I love you guys.
I love you.
I love you, man. Thank you. That was fucking awesome. Scissor Brothers!
Hello? Is anyone still there? It's your pal, Gerald, and... Wow, what a doozy of a 50th episode. Can't believe it's already been 50 episodes. And I also can't believe that Andrew Santino made me eat my own jism. But you know what? Surprisingly tasty. I said it tastes like strawberries. And you know what? I feel a lot better for the ladies that I'm hooking up with lately. Because if it tastes that good, it's not so bad. Anyway... Yeah, I've been getting my dick wet on the rig lately. You know, after this 50th episode comes out, you know, probably going to get a lot more street cred and start getting some more jungle puss, but things are good for me. Honestly, we're blown away by the support that y'all have showed us on this podcast, and, you know, we want to thank so many people. There's so many people to thank, but we really want to thank you, the listeners and viewers, and also... anybody who submitted stuff over the time that we've been doing the show, whether it's been, you know, listener art or video or pictures or paintings or music or anything like that. It's a really amazing community that we're trying to put together and you guys have put together. So we're grateful to you. We want to give an extra special thanks to our team of artists who really have helped either launch us or they continue to keep the seeds growing, or we just use their art every single week on the show. So we want to give a special shout out to Ryan Strauss, Rob Kimmel, Nathan Christie Baird, Botar, Bartosz Ostrowski, my bad dog, Jenna Sunday, Jordan Blovelt, and Eduardo Arambula. And that's just a handful of the artists who really are dedicated, they've given us a lot of their time and their love and their effort in the show, and we're eternally grateful. And yeah, guys, thank you so much. Follow them on social media, their handles are below. But anyway, Hope you guys have a good one, and thank you so much, and we'll be back next week every Friday. Subscribe if you're not there yet. Come on, guys. If you're new to the channel, you gotta subscribe. More goodness coming your way every week. Keep the positivity flowing, and we'll be back here when you need us. Love you guys. Bye.
We need a comedy hero. The Red Rocket Andrew Santino. We need a comedy hero.
The Red Rocket, I'm Andrew Santino.